So then we're kind of bringing you up to about 1941, 23 years old. World War II breaks out.
Well, I had to come back to go into the Army, which I didn't have to go into because I was writing for the Office of War Information. So I didn't have to go into the Army.
You were writing for the Office of War Information?
Yeah. It was a handling of how the Americans treated the American Indian.
Was that out of Chicago Art School after that?
Yes, it was after that.
You went right into writing about how...
Yeah, how the Indians were treated.
See,
the Japanese said that the Americans treated the Indians terribly. And, of course, the Americans resented that. And as I knew a great deal about the American Indian, they put me down to doing things. In fact, I did one of the most famous drawings ever done of the American Indian in the war. That was published in 250, I think, newspapers about the way America appreciated the American Indian.
So I suppose you had to sign up because the draft was on.
Yes.
And then out of that, they said, you don't have to.
Yeah. Well, that and the fact that I had gotten married and was expecting a baby.
Speaking of that, who was to become your bride?
Edna McKibben, who was Miss Indian America, and she was a Quapaw Indian. And the Quapaws were of my home.
How did you meet her?
At a powwow. Beautiful Indian girl. And I married her and had two children. I was at the powwow a great deal. First time I saw her was at a powwow around the fire.
And this would have been where?
Quapaw, Oklahoma. The reflection of the fire on her Indian features, I just thought she was the prettiest thing I ever saw in my life. That fire illuminating her features.
I suppose you asked her out?
We just dated and became close friends.
How long after you first met her were you married?
I was in school in Chicago because I remember that I had a photograph of her on the wall. When I got out of school, I came back and married her.
Then you moved to New York City.
Then we moved to New York. And that's when I went there to illustrate cartoons, which I didn't like. And I started doing lithographs, drawings on stone. The lithography was something that I did very well. And probably before I quit, I had done over 200 stones. See, that's a drawing on a stone with a grease crayon. I'm sure that I did at least 200.
And you did your first lithograph for the Associated Artists of America.
No, I did my first lithograph at the Art Institute in Chicago, where I studied lithography.
And they introduced you to that concept.
Yes, because I could always draw well, and lithography is something that necessitates drawing. It's nothing like an etching.
Is that quite difficult?
I didn't think so, because I did 200. I evidently didn't think it was hard, because I don't like to do things that are hard to do. Most of the paintings I do because they're fun.
But when you were in New York, you met John Steinbeck?
I met about everybody.
And you did illustrations for books?
I did illustrations for Collier's Magazine, Saturday Evening Post, and various other magazines, so many I don't remember. In fact, the other day I copied one of my illustrations because I thought it was so good and didn't know I did it. That's true. I didn't know I did it. I picked up a magazine, and there was a drawing in the magazine of that picture. And I thought, my God, I did that. I didn't know I did that.
It's funny.
You don't recall John Steinbeck at the moment because he had then done Grapes of Wrath and East of Eden and Of Mice and Men.
Only that I remember that he was a great writer. I may have done something in his book. See, I was doing lots of books, lots of magazines. I think I did 20 magazines.
And you're in your mid to upper 20s when this is all happening to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Were you making money?
I don't think I was making much.
You didn't feel like
it? I did pictures that I enjoyed the most from Coronet magazine. Two or three of the men's magazines I did.
And that all came about because of your living in New York City.
I think that's true, yeah. However, it's a funny thing. When I was living in New York, they thought of me as an Oklahoma cowboy, which I certainly never was. But anyway, they would be interested in my work, thinking that I should draw cowboy stories. And I didn't do well when I lived in New York doing that. But when I came back to Oklahoma, I got all kinds of work. People would want the cowboys done by somebody out west. But sure. When I lived in New York, nobody wanted me.
They thought it was more authentic that way, I suppose.
Perhaps. Yeah, I did 29 books.